Hello and welcome to another episode of Gemstone Mine. I'm John, and as promised, today we're going to be doing some cuts to the Toulouse's Sickening Dreams deck that I was working on earlier this week. If you didn't catch that video, there should be a link that pops up over in, I think, the top right corner of this video. We'll see if future John can handle that part. But the idea behind this deck, as a reminder, is I kind of want to play this at a higher power level. I do not expect this to be CEDH, so I'm not going to be including a lot of broken zero mana rocks. I'm not going to be including a lot of free interaction. But I anticipate that I will need to interact with the stack, be able to interact with graveyards. I would like to have some degree of consistency with the deck, and my overall goal with the deck is to take advantage of two cards I really enjoy: Bone Miser, which is part of that shadow bag tech that Cobblepot from the Mind Sculptors has been working on for many years now, as well as making use of the card Artificer's Intuition, an enchantment which would let me pitch an artifact to go get another one-drop artifact out of the graveyard. When I discard that card, then Toulouse's ability would let me eventually get it back later on. Ultimately, I'd like to use a card Sickening Dreams as one of the win conditions. It would act as a relatively cheap wrath, and it would let me immediately get back all of the cards I would have to discard in order to use it. So without further ado, let's take a look at the deck list. So starting off here, our list is already at 125 cards. We're going to need a bunch of cuts. Let's look over our categories. Just briefly here, we have a lot of point removal. We can make some cuts there. And we are also overloaded on ramp. So I think those are going to be our first two pieces of cuts. Let's start by removing some of the creature-based ramp. I don't think we really are on a Blink-style deck, so start making some cuts there. Let's also remove anything that doesn't tap for colored mana. So Everflowing Chalice, and I think Mindstone will pull out as well. Yeah, let's do Paradise Mantle too. Let's just keep things a little bit more even. Land Tax may wind up getting a cut later, but we'll come back to that. Under our point removal, we have, again, we're overloaded, so let's start making some cuts. Where do we start, though? I think we keep the lands in. Yeah, let's keep with our plan. Let's get rid of the creatures. We don't really have any blink shenanigans to play with. Skyclave Apparition may not play well either. I kind of want to get rid of Path to Exile, but I kind of don't. I just really like that cheap removal. Let me come back to it. Let's make some cuts to lands first, because we do need to make room for some basics. I think we keep the Pain lands in. Let's get rid of the tap lands, like Drowned Catacombs. Let's get rid of the Shadowmoor lands as well, the Filter lands. The reason I'm taking the tap lands out is, since we're going to be fairly low on basics, there's a pretty good possibility we won't be able to have them enter the battlefield untapped in this deck. And the filter lands, they can give us openers where we're not going to be able to produce colored mana. Reflecting Pool is a card I really like in CEDH. I might include it in this list, but I think for now it's out. I think we keep the duels. I think we keep the fetches for now. You know, this is not a bad start. I'd like to take a couple of other cuts in here, but let's just come back to it. Let's just put the basics in for now. I looked at the color balance earlier, so I basically want two of each of the basics. We're pretty even on colors. I can make adjustments later after I do some gold fishing with the deck. So let's get two of each of these. That's right, P comes before S. There we go. All right, back to the task at hand. Let's make some more cuts. Let's get down to 100 cards so we can try to goldfish this deck. Probably overloaded on sweepers, so we'll get rid of some of the ones that don't really synergize. Tragic Arrogance and Winds of Abandon are both really good, but I think we can do without. Toxic Deluge, I don't think we're going to have the life to spare as good as the card is. If our game plan is to make use of Sickening Dreams, let's just get rid of it. Now, in terms of... do I just cut the whole Artificer's Intuition package? No, let's start by getting rid of the Merchant's Deckhand. I'm not a big fan of it right now with how we're looking. I think we can make some cut to looters too. Kasmina's cool, but let's take her out. I'm thinking about taking the looter creatures out, Thought Courier. Maybe come back to that. Can't decide. I want to keep all my wheels in, because those are some of our bigger payoffs. Alright, let's get serious about... God, what do I cut? I want to keep the other two walkers in. I don't want to lose any of my sack outlets. I want to be able to crack to loose easily. Do I cut the counter spells? I think the spell bomb, since I don't have a good way to get them back, we're going to remove these for now. We're still a little bit overloaded on point removal. There's going to be some more cuts to here later. I really don't want to remove any of my sack outlets, though. This one hurts. Ugh, I can't do it. I gotta keep engineered explosives in. No, I can't get rid of Artifice's Intuition. It's such a cool card. And I really can't cut any of the sack outlets. I think it's time for some pet cards to go. Let's get rid of... Yeah, Thirst for Meaning, I think. We're not going to have a lot of enchantments that we're going to pitch. Do I cut some of the counter spells? Do I cut Path to Exile? Nah, let's get rid of the Chrome Shell Crab. It's cool, but... No, I guess we're still feeling really heavy on spot removal. Do we cut Rift? No, I want ways to really interact with people's enchantments. Yeah, Mind Maze, you're a really cool card, but you gotta go. Some of the Getter backers are a little bit too fair. Maybe Second Sunrise? I'll come back to it. I keep looking back at the Artificer's Intuition package and wondering if this would not just open up a lot of spots in the deck. Alright. I think it's time to start... Keep coming back to the sack package. Heapdall, you're only one card out of the graveyard. It can't be right to cut Eshnod's Altar, can it? No. It's not right. It's not right. Okay, let's look at some of the pet cards that I put into the deck. Forbidden Orchard. You know what? I'm not sure we can really stand to have a lot of other creatures across the field. Let's remove that for now. Goodbye, Unfulfilled Desires. I think we have enough other looters right now. We could probably afford to slim this down. I kind of want to get rid of Dismantling Wave, but I think I keep it. Exile. I just want more fun stuff. I want to get rid of the useful cards and put in more fun stuff. Chain of Vapor. I'm going to pull you out first. I just don't think this deck is going to play enough of a long game that I'm going to need permanent removal. Let's get rid of these two tap looters. I already have Kid Chase, and I think it's just a better card. And with the wheels, I feel like the package is robust enough that I'll be able to consistently pitch cards to Toulouse. Down to the last few cuts now. Children of Corlys, I think we'd have a hard time chaining it and reusing it and really abusing it. So maybe this isn't the deck for this. Yeah, Second Sunrise, I love you, but you gotta go. Too fair. Okay, that gets us down to 100 cards. So I have something now that we can playtest. I think this will be okay. I'm going to post a link to the list. The next episode that we're going to do will be just kind of a short gold fishing session going over the deck. I expect we're going to need to make more changes to this. Land tax, for example, may wind up getting cut as I'm only running 6 basics. And I don't think the mana base really supports it. I also expect we're going to need to fit in some tutors, particularly some enchantment tutors to dig out cards that the deck really wants. So yeah, let's come back, let's goldfish this deck, and let's start making some tweaks to it. Let's continue to see how my mind works as I'm trying to really dig into a deck and understand how it wants to play, even if it's not necessarily how I originally envisioned it. So there's a lot of directions we could still take to lose. I'm more and more that I'm looking at it, Sickening Dreams may wind up being a smaller component of the deck than I had originally hoped. Let me know what you think in the comments. You can find us on YouTube, where we are Gemstone Mine Podcast. You can add us on Twitter, where we are at GemstoneMineMTG, or you can send us an email, gemstonemindpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm John, and this is Gemstone Mine.